come. You've never seen such a sight. It's quite beyond compare. The spectacle of it all. To call it a fair just ain't fair. Was all filled with the steam barrel organ, the clanging of gongs, the ringing of handbells. But as brilliant as it was tonight, tomorrow will be twice as bright. And I cannot wait for the day after the fair. The day after. The night was aglow with the lights of the city, the pleasure machines, the swings and the seesaws. But as thrilling as the evening seems, tomorrow will be in my dreams. And I can't be late for the day after the fair.
Indeed.
Now nothing could compare with the steam roundabout, the wondrous carousel, my favourite ride, the rise and the fall of the horses, the trumpets, the drums and the cymbals, and a man by my side.
A man?
Yes, Mum, a man.
How pretty you look up there on that horse.
Thank you, sir.
Do you mind if I ride alongside you?
Not at all, sir.
No, Anna. I wager you don't know one thing about this man and what he does, where he lives, why, even his name.
Oh, I don't know his name.
The name is Charles. Charles Bradford.
He came from London, where everybody lives who lives at all. He lives in London, but he prefers the country. Did I mention he was tall? Oh, Mum, you've never seen such a man.
I can
quite
see
beyond compare.
Right.
A gentleman to his toes, well bred to the core.
Hurry up,
tell me more.
Oh, I hope I'm not boring you, Mrs. Harnum.
We walked.
No, you don't.
Through the steam circus proper. Then far from the crowd, he found us a shadow. Then he begged a kiss. He said it would do me no harm. And him some good. We swore then to meet the day after the fair was all filled with the steam barrel organ, the clanging of gongs, the ringing of handbells. But as brilliant as it was tonight, tomorrow will be twice as bright. So.
Oh, yes. All right, Anna. You may have tomorrow as well. Now, tell me the lot.
Then the steam roundabout started whirling again,
to the clanging of gongs and the shouting of men.
And he lifted me up on the prettiest steed, and I thought I would faint from his touch. No, the speed, but he stood by my horse with his arm around my waist, and I knew I could learn how to care for this gentleman
from London.
Just here for a day or two to visit, and we're looking forward to tomorrow more than I can say.